Hello.
Hello, my name is Jalen. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I'd like to know why $39.99 was taken off my card.
Okay, could I have your zip code?
96057.
Okay, give me one moment. Can I have your first and last name?
Mine is Ruby Moniz.
Could you spell your first and last name for me?
Ruby Moniz.
Could you verify your address?
P.O. Box 573, McLeod, California 96057.
Okay, give me a moment. Could I have your email?
RubyAnnMoniz@gmail or MonizRuby556@gmail.
Okay, does this address 110 Water Street seem
Yes.
familiar? Okay.
Number 15.
McLeod.
Yes.
Okay.
You tell me what this is?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
And who did it?
You're calling about the 795, 745 charge?
No, $39.99.
39.99. Give me a moment. I'm only showing charges for $7.45, ma'am.
For who?
Ma'am, it's for a purifier.
A purifier?
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember ordering a purifier?
No.
Okay.
Are you affiliated with the music, the Variety Music Supply?
No, ma'am.
Then who are you?
Well, we're a third-party call center. We service 100 to 400 different companies.
Which company took this $7 and
Test, you ordered a purifier. You pay shipping and handling for the receipt of that product.
Well, I didn't do this.
Okay, so you're saying that this is fraud?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment. I can get you transferred over to our fraud department because we do take fraud very seriously.
Thank you.
Okay, man. Before I transfer, is there anything else that I can do for you?
Yeah, I just looked on my bank account and I don't have a $7 and whatever amount charge. So what is this?
745 was for the shipping and handling you paid to receive a purifier.
Whatever. I don't have a charge of 745.
Okay, give me one moment.